You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. There's nothing like boot camp for whipping an eBay seller. And our next story.
Oh, wow.
Oh, for the lack of a period. There's nothing like boot camp for whipping an eBay seller into top shape. Vicky Conley is known on eBay as Picture It Here, and she's here to tell us what she learned at boot camp. Vicky, wait a minute. Before we get started, what is this boot camp? I mean, was this an Army boot camp? What was
this? Yeah, and whipping it into shape, huh? What an intro.
Thank Betsy for that one.
Yeah. This one, John Lawson, also known as Colder Ice, put this on in Atlanta, and it was called Boot Camp for Your Business, and it was geared toward e-commerce sellers. There was a lot of advanced sellers there, and most of us that were there were wanting to ramp up our business, take it to the next level, and there was a lot of things there to teach us how to do that.
So what was the first thing you learned at boot camp?
I met Mama Ice. I didn't really learn that, but that was cool to get to meet John's mom. One of the things that I really liked the most was we had mastermind groups that we put together, and so we got to learn a lot about several people's businesses in our group, and we're gonna have follow up on that later. They taught us PR, social media, outsourcing, SEO strategies. Lots of really cool tools, you know, some free, some not so free, but cool tools that are new on the market, some that people are using. Sometimes if someone's having trouble using one, another participant would be, you know, oh, just give me a call. I can help you with that, help you through that. So, you know, great connecting going on there, lots of sharing of information. We talked about lots of Google apps on the market. Infusionsoft was one of the sponsors there, so we learned a little bit about how that works. The video.
So the question was, what's the first thing you learned at boot camp? Because we won't have any other questions to ask you now.
I don't even know what the first thing was.
Okay. I guess we're looking for tips. We're looking for...
Yeah. Well, and I, as a matter of fact, I did write some tips down from the video presentation.
Okay. Give it to us.
Because video, I've been using video in my business for the last year or so.
So what's the first tip?
The first thing that they talked about was doing videos for product demos, and that 64% of people are more likely to buy by seeing a product demo, and 90% say that the videos were helpful in making buying decisions.
How do you know what needs a demo and what doesn't? I know that sounds like a dumb question, but it really isn't if you think about it. I mean, if you're selling a pair of shoes, certainly you don't want to show them how you slip into shoes.
Just think about your written description and insert some keywords in there while you're at it. And you just pretty much do a video on what your description of your product is. And you can have the actual physical product there. You show it to the camera. And you can optimize that video afterwards so that you can drive traffic from... You know, it's another source to drive traffic to your eBay listing.
Lets the customer, in subtle ways, know that you're a professional.
Correct.
And that there's a real person behind this.
Yes. You can also use videos for your FAQs, and you're building that KLT factor, the know, like, and trust factor with your customers. They know you're a real person, and... They'll know if they like dealing with you or not.
So number one, consider doing a product video. What would be number two?
You want to have good audio and good lighting. Good audio is probably most important. John did demonstrate a video that he put out there, I think it was in 2007, how to fold a bandana, and he's gotten 287,000 hits on that video from YouTube, and he knows it's driven, you know, thousands of dollars of sales to his store just by putting that one how-to video out. But he did say he didn't have good audio or good lighting in that video, So don't let that stop you. But as you work towards this, you want to improve your audio and your lighting.
And you may want to consider going to a professional.
Yes,
you to have it done. You might, seriously. You may reach a point where you may want to get these done, especially if it's something you're selling over and over and over again. You may want to get pros to do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of third-party tools out there, too, that aren't too awful expensive that, you know, if you have a little bit of technical knowledge, you can easily figure out how to put them together.
And another tip.
To make sure that you have some sort of call to action on your video. So such as on the last slide, you can just have text appear that says bid now or buy now, whichever type of auction you're running. So you want to make sure you give them a call to action.
And I will tell you that in radio, I don't know how it works for these product things, but in radio, if you have a 30-second commercial, you want to mention the name of the product at least 3 times.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Keep
too.
That and in mind. You may not. You don't want to necessarily wait till the end to mention it.
Right, and it's quality, not quantity. Also, you want to make sure you have quality out there, and not just fill it with words.
Exactly, or don't put anything. I mean, it should be short and to the point.
Yep.
And content rich. What's the next tip?
Another tip they gave, you could transcribe your videos into blog posts that you can go onto a site like Fiverr.com and hire someone to transcribe your video, and then you have a blog post. Make sure that you have your keywords in there, and again, quality, not quantity on that, and keep them 2 to 3 minutes, and another way to drive traffic to your listings through the blog post.
Okay. Do you do all these things?
You know, I don't yet. It is in the process.
She's going to.
I'm going to be, yes, right. Yes. These are steps I need to put in action, and the Mastermind group will help me be accountable for this.
Mastermind.
And I just announced it on eBay Radio, so there we go.
What's the Mastermind group?
Well, the Mastermind group that we divided the participants at the boot camp divided into groups of, there was like 7 or 8 of us, and we went through and told about, you know, who we were, what a little bit about our business and what some of our issues are, and then we discussed it with, you know, all these other sellers that were there, and everybody received really good feedback and good ideas, and you know, we took turns keep taking notes for each other, and then we're going to follow up with the notes and meet on a regular monthly basis. And
so is the concept of these mastermind groups are something that, of course, I've heard about for about 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But is the gist that you keep in contact with each other and mm-hmm. that you're accountable to each other? Is that why they work, or is it just a bunch of people giving ideas?
That's what I got out of it, was the accountability factor of it. You know, yes, all of it. Giving each other ideas, giving each other feedback. We all have similar problems, and something that, you know, a solution might be in front of your face, but you didn't even think of it, but somebody else may have, you know, solved that problem in a different way, and they can give you the input, and then the light bulb moment comes on, and just all sorts of, you know, like-minded sellers together helping each other.
Well, we're speaking with Vicki Conley, known on eBay as Picture It There, and of course a beloved member of the eBay community. We look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas, Vicki.
Yes, I will be there.
Yes, I know you will, and we look forward to seeing you. You've been through a lot lately, and we love you dearly, by the way.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you. So basically, I know somebody right now personally who is involved in a type of mastermind thing with one other person, and they're accountable to each other, and they meet once a week, and they give their goals for that week or the goals that they're working for more long-term also, and they're accountable to that other person for what they did that week. And Griff, this is a great idea, seller to seller, for people to do this. So
yes.
it's a wonderful idea. What's another tip?
Well, we're probably running close to time. My last tip that I wrote down was to just do it. You know, everyone has to start somewhere and figure out what your barriers are to entry and go talk to a few people. And the solutions, like I said, the solutions may be right in front of your face, and you just need to just do something.
So the video thing, really, like, Griff, do you have a video yet of how you fold your shirts?
No, I don't.
Well, we're all dying for that.
You're dying for it?
See, that is something. Oh. Don't you agree, Vicki? That would be something. Oh, my gosh. We would love to see that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll show you
a
video.
And there's probably a couple different ways that you could fold shirts.
Oh, right. There's many different ways.
But he does, you know, he always gets kudos for his folding and his, you know, the way you wrap things.
Uh-huh.
Give it to the rest of us, Griffola.
Yeah.
Give us a gift.
Well,
yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay, if you insist.
Okay, we need
a
video.
We're going to hold you accountable too.
This is a mastermind group. We just started one. It's the Vicki Lee Griff. Exactly.
Oh no!
So you're accountable.
I'm going to disappoint now.
Write this down. Right now.
I'll try my best.
Okay,
that's as much as I can.
Because that would be an important one, Griff. I really can't see me doing a video of how I do. You know, you're talking to a microphone.
Oh, really?
There's no video there. Yeah, there's no video there for my product.
I don't think you're right.
I think I am.
I think talking into a microphone, I have to keep reminding people how to do
we'll
that every time.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that one. That's second on the list.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thanks, Vicki. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up, your calls at 888-723-4630, and we continue with eBay Radio.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Huh. Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When you're a small business owner, the prospect of going global can seem overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Start off small with English-speaking countries like Canada, Australia, and the UK. If your business specializes in jewelry or luxury items, you might consider targeting your marketing to very specific countries where a growing middle class means a growing market for your goods. Also, consider the advantages offered by postage automation technologies. They fill out the customs forms for you automatically and alert you to local shipping restrictions and forbidden items. Remember, taking your small business global is an opportunity to increase your revenues and broaden your market. You can do this.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.